One is the notes, one is the bond. So, Mike, why don't you bring us the news?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do we need citizens' comments?
No, it's not on the agenda.
I'm going to refer to the documents inside the folder that I handed to you. And the documents on the right side of that folder are the formal sale day reports that we typically provide. And the first one relates to the 2015B issue, which is the bonds. This is the $18 million issue associated with the Brookside Care facility. Very pleased to report that we did receive on your behalf a total of 9 bids today around the country.
9?
Competing with one another for the right to buy these bonds. And best bid was the one submitted by Piper Jaffray out of Minneapolis. The key number for them is the true interest rate, which is found on the bid tabulation, the first page on the right. That's the 3.1941% figure. And so that's that represents the average of the interest rates from the beginning to
the end. Where's that at now?
It's right inside on page number 2.
It's on this report.
Oh, that report. Okay.
It's on the right side of the folder, the first document. Okay. And then go to page 2 there.
I'm with you. Okay.
So 3.19% is the true interest cost. And that represents the average of the interest rates along with their discount and net of premium. I will note that the price they're offering to pay you is $19,335,000 for this, and the face amount of the bonds was $18,525,000. And so we were able to use some of that to reduce the size of the issue. And so we're only, instead of selling $18,525,000, you're selling $18,290,000 of bonds. The balance of that difference is being is the premium that's being applied to your debt service to reduce your debt service payments. And so when we look at our total debt service cost for this particular issue and compare it to what we were thinking before on page 8 of that document, which is that one of the longer pull-out sheets, in the green shaded columns there represent the final results of the
Chairman.
Yep. Final results, if we take a look at that, you can see that the total principal and interest cost is reflected at $26,502,758. That's net of the premium rebate. And that represents a difference between our projection of $27,527,000 of $1,025,002. So the net difference between our planning run that we provided you when we did the pre-sale report, when you authorized the sale of the bonds, that difference is $1,025,000 over the life of the issue. I guess as long as we're at that, looking at the same page, I might as well just mention that the other issue that we're looking at is the 2015C note issue, and that was for your ongoing capital costs. That one, too, came in under our target. That's represented in the yellow columns on this same page. That difference we were looking at, $14,050,000 is the actual amount. We were looking at $14,480,000, so there's about a $430,000 reduction there as well. What that means to you, there's another good piece of news here that I want to share that I think will be helpful to the Finance Committee, and that is that, you know, when we calculate these things, we always look at the tax rate impact for you. Yep. And of course, that's driven by both the levy that you have to come up with to pay the bonds, but also what your tax base is doing. And we got, as we every year on the 15th of August, the State Department of Revenue comes out with its new projections of equalized value. And because of the growth in your equalized value that you experienced this past year, it went up significantly more than what we were estimating the growth to go up. And so whereas we had estimated the impact in the first year of this borrowing to be $1.27 a thousand, the actual impact is only going to be $1.19. That's a combination of an increase in the equalized value and a reduction in the cost of the debt itself. And you carry that out for the life of this plan, which we look to your borrowings through 2021. By 2021, with the additional debt, we had originally looked at having to go up to $1.44. That's now down at $1.39. So that really, and we're still only estimating a pretty conservative 0.5% a year growth after this. So if we continue with the growth we had this year, which was well over 2%, we're looking at much lower even than the numbers that we've projected. So I think that's a good thing.
Before you move on, I just want to repeat that our debt load is less than we projected for two reasons. One, the amount of principal we're issuing is less than we projected. And two, the value of our tax base is higher than we projected, based on the actual number that came in on August 15th, which was 4.76% in growth in our equalized value. 4.76% increase in our equalized value. Okay, sorry, Mike.
No, that can't be underestimated, because we went through a number of years where that number was going down, as was a lot of them around the country. And so now it's really nice to see that that's turned around, and we think stabilized, and we're seeing that positive growth. So that bodes well for the taxpayers of this county.
This morning I was listening to one of those business programs on the way to your office, and they said that they were projecting the 2.2% growth next year, and I think the year after, but next year. How do we compare with that number?
Well, we've been using only 0.5%.
Really?
But that's because, think about it, Terry. I mean, you had negative numbers for several years leading up to this point in time. And so we saw that coming, we saw that we were coming out of that, but we didn't want to hedge our bet till we actually saw the number. So I haven't gotten any new direction on that 0.5%. We may want to revisit that at some point here, but simply by taking your 4% growth you had this year, showing that and adding it into the first year, that incremental increase, when you add that 0.5% to it going forward, gets us where we are in these projections. So if you get more than that, if you get that 2% plus that you're talking about, these numbers are going to look even better. So that's a nice thing to have happening instead of the alternative. We've had the alternative for a couple of years now. It's time to have the good thing. I think from the standpoint of your objectives in relationship to this particular issue versus where we were when you set the pre-sale report, I think you've achieved your objectives here. And I was pleased to see that the market responded the way it did. You got the number of bids that you did, and I was also happy to receive the news. And we hadn't talked about this yet, but of course, as we do whenever we go through the process of this borrowing, we went and had the bonds again rated by both Standard & Poor's and Fitch Investor Service, and the county did receive an affirmation of a AA rating from Standard & Poor's with a positive outlook, and a AA with a stable outlook from Fitch. So the credit reports themselves are included in this document, and you can read the details of that. But they really have very positive things to say, and they don't usually put a positive outlook on a rating unless they feel that there's the potential for an upward movement in the foreseeable future.
Mike, I just want to talk maybe for half a minute about the rating report. And if you look at the S&amp;P report, it says adequate economy, very strong management.
What page are you on there, Dave?
I'm on page 8 of your report. Very strong budgetary flexibility, very strong liquidity, strong debt and contingent liability position, strong institutional framework score.
I think it's
11.
Is this as, yeah.
It's on the page 8 of the notes.
The summary?
Yeah, that's it. Yep, you got it. And I guess page 11 of the bonds.
Okay, I'm looking at the bonds.
You're talking about the bonds, right? But there's one thing that they say, that adequate budgetary performance with operating results that we expect to deteriorate. I just wanted to call that to your attention. And we called them and asked them what they mean by that. So that word has a very specific meaning, and someone on the board could pick up and mean it, say it means something different. The meaning of that word is that 2014 was such a good fiscal year for Kenosha County, it's unlikely that it'll repeat in 2015. 2014 was the strongest fiscal year in my 3 decades as the CFO here. And so that's what they mean by the word deteriorate. They don't mean anything dramatic. It just means that 2015 won't repeat as the best year, you know, the best year in the history of our county over the last 30 years is not expected to repeat itself. Mike, I just wanted to emphasize that because someone on the board might pick that up and have a concern about it.
What's this mean, strong institutional framework score?
You want
to in relationship to the institutional framework, what we're talking about here is they do a score, a rating score for your particular rating class. And when they go through the entire process, as you know, they've got all these various metrics that they apply to ultimately come up with, and they weight each metric and ultimately come up with a score in the context of where you are within the framework of your rating class, and that's what they're referring to in that context.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion. You're talking about the first item
right.
on the agenda, the notes.
The bonds, the Brookside bonds.
Right. The bonds there are the second item.
No, the bonds would be the B series.
Actually,
oh, I'm sorry, numbers.
How do you get
Brookside bond?
Yeah, so,
I'm sorry, I don't hear
you're talking, Mike was reporting out of, not in the same order, he was reporting on the bonds.
Right, so that's the rest.
That's, I think that's the motion that,
motion.
And I think it's okay to take it that order, if that's okay with you.
Yeah,
sure.
All right.
So we'll the bonds are
bonds for Brookside table. Bonds. 18 million plus, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And then the second item is the notes. These, you call these the operating costs from the budget of 2015.
Yes, right. And I just want to mention that in this one you got 7 bids on the notes. The other one you had 9 bids. The best bid here was submitted by Citigroup out of New York City. And the as Dave mentioned, the interest rate here is a 2.19. And this is a 10-year issue as opposed to the other issue was 20 years. And so you're going to have a lower interest rate on a 10-year than you would have on a 20-year issue.
9.9. It is 2.13.
The cover bid was from Guggenheim in New York, and meaning that they were second. And then the one that brought up the rear was Bank of America Merrill Lynch. And we had the others involved.
This was the lowest.
Piper Baird, FTN,
Hutchinson
Shockey, etc.
This was the best bid.
Okay, this way.
Yeah. So I've already kind of reported on the results in relationship to the
got it over here.
To the cost. But again, we were able to reduce the size of this issue. This one was originally sized at $12,305,000. It was $12,485,000, and we brought it in at $12,305,000. Was originally sized at $12,485,000, and we reduced it to $12,305,000.
Chuck?
Mike, I got a quick question for you. Why on this, the 12305, on the notes here, why is the high bid lower than the low bid?
Where are we at here?
I'm on page one.
You got 2.133 on the high bid and 2.199 is the low bid.
Well, what they're talking about there, let's see, 2.1. That's a typo.
That's what I thought.
Good catch.
That's what I thought. I said to Jeff, I said, am I reading this right?
Should be 2.430.
2.430, okay. See, we do read this stuff, see?
Sorry about that. Thank you for the catch.
2.430, huh?
Right.
But the...
Well, the high bid is 2.430?
But it's what you said about the bid, 2.9 city...
Are we good, huh?
Corp is correct.
Correct.
2.19.
2.199.
All right.
With respect to that acceptance
of the city.
So moved.
Second. Jeff, second. Go ahead.
Further discussion, seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Mike, do you have your resolution?
Yep.
Great job.
Michael, get the resolution.
I thought I was seeing things.
While you're getting that, Mike, can you tell Terry in his report what the savings was compared to the plan run? I think the total between the two is $1.2 million.
Grab a bunch.
One question.
On the notes, you mean?
Yeah, on both.
Yeah, the notes was $430,508 was the reduction in cost.
Yeah, I was impressed with them articles. Seriously. I mean, they're giving you a lot. But I think we should get a commission, you know, or something. I mean, you're giving all your expertise, and we're paying you the big bucks, and they're getting you $6,000 a year.
I get too much on Sunday, though.
$1,025,000 on the...
You know what amazes...
I don't get paid on Sunday.
You know what amazes me over there?
We offset that with some...
In summers, they got the old guard that's been there for years. They've got a lousy bond rate. They got a lousy process. And now they're in there trying to tell you how to run it.
They have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
What do you want?
But my point is, Harbaugh's the one that got him there.
Which?
They have a lot of work to do.
You in the village or the
town? Yeah, the village.
Okay. I saw that, right? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. We have a lot of work.
But you agree with me? That's how they got there.
Yeah. You can't really dispute that.
I mean, does anybody ever tell him that?
I think they do hear that.
Then, of course, you have Molinaro, the savior, you know.
Well, they heard it at their last meeting.
See,
did you read that quote he had in the paper?
The village.
He's on the town.
He's on the county board chairman when they...
I'm not familiar with the summaries. How many reps do you guys...
Seven in the village and three in the town.
Harassing somebody else.
Right now, Molinaro's in the area that can only be annexed into the city.
Right now, the town is adopting a resolution to reduce their number to fix it at three. The statutory number is five, but could go to three, like Harris is at three.
Yeah.
I think the village will do that at some point, but right now there's so much work to do. All the village trustees are doing tons of work. I'm doing hundreds of hours of work. There's a guy named Larry Harding that's going around inspecting
mobile homes. Oh, Ricky's got a sign. Where did he go?
That there's a kid that's doing all this stuff to set the new park system. I mean, there's thousands of hours to work. So until we get stabilized, it's probably better just to stay at seven, and then after we're stable and there isn't so much work to do.
We got to sign something or what?
We're sending them around. Jeff has one. Terry has one.
Man, this sure is a nice pen.
Yeah, I think you should.
Ehlers has a good pen.
I think you should keep your fingerprints
every
on
pen
that.
Every pen I got one. You guys are good.
Although
pens.
Maybe there isn't as much ink in that one. Maybe there's one with more ink somewhere.
Here's one. Anybody need a pen?
Oh, it stopped in front of you. I guess you get it.
Who wants the pen?
Well, I just stole yours.
Well, okay, I'll take it. nobody else. I just use it for county purposes.
So proper.
Jeez.
You had to throw that disclaimer in there?
You squeaky clean man, you. I do it.
You sign a personal check, then you go for your own.
Yeah, right, I do, yeah.
Your own fund.
Oh, boy.
Really gotta sign it one, oh, we gotta sign two.
Whoever the tags are.
Gotta sign two of them.
After the meeting, after approval. Did you want me to do that, or do you wanna?
My wife wanted me to send her some pictures that work on my phone, and.
Is there anything?
So I get them, get ready to send, and I notice, uh-oh, it's on my county.
Do that, and I'll bring the resolution up.
So, I didn't know how to delete it, but I just never sent it. I went back onto my own personal, put the pictures on there, and sent it to my personal account.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we're done.
Okay, we'll see upstairs after the document.
Aaron second, right?
Yeah.
Jeff's approved.
Here.
You guys.
And write excused for the, those that.
For Kim?
Kim and.
John?
John, yeah.
And then the kids?
We don't need to, for any record for that.
Okay.